The first thing you need to do before you even go owl looking, measure your spot you want to put it in. Measure how wide, long, and tall. Write down the measurements, whatever you have to do, so you've got those and you remember those. So when you go there, especially if you're going to, if you're going to cut it or if you're just picking one off the lot, it's hard to tell. They look much smaller when they're outside than when they come inside. And I cannot tell you how often I brought one in that is too tall, too wide. It's hard to, you know, redo it after the fact. So let's make sure we measure the tree before we bring it home. That's always a good idea. And make sure that when you pick one, especially if it's off the lot, it's been cut already, you know, pull on the needles. Make sure the needles are nice and firmly attached. That means it's a fresh tree. Some trees could have been cut well before Thanksgiving already. They might, you know, lose their needles really quickly. But you know, if you pull on a branch on the outside of the tree, if they stay on, that's good. Before you bring it home, make sure you have them put it on the little shaker thing so you get rid of all of the extra little junk that's in there, and the dead needles will all come out of it, and that they bale it up for you. And when you get it home, they'll probably do another cut on it. But when you get it home, make sure you cut the bottom off again, put it in a bucket of water, and then put it in the stand with a lot of water in it. Put it where you want it to be, and then take off the baling twine. It's easier to bring it in through the door and set it up with it. It's all bound together. So just a couple little tips, and make sure where you put it, it's away from direct heat sources like the furnace or whatever, and like the front door. So every time the door is open and you get that cold air in, you don't want that to go right on the tree. So keep that in mind. You should have a nice, fun time with your Christmas tree. Just keep fresh water in there. That is the key. And especially the first couple of weeks, it's going to go through a lot of water. So keep it hydrated.